All right, nigga, we're live. All right, so what happened today? We need some shit to talk about. Hey, I know this nigga's fucking up our podcast. No, we ain't coming to your graduation, nigga. Right. No, I'm just playing. We're coming. Oh. You only graduate once.
You only graduate once?
Usually. All right, niggas, what happened in the news today?
All right, let me look at the news real quick. Hey, it's
10 o'clock Friday. You gotta work.
In the morning?
Nah, I'll be there, son. I'm proud of you, son. You got a 29-year-old son. It's crazy.
It's just real crazy. Oh, shit.
They got paper plate foods. What happened on the news,
man? Albuquerque police detained suspect in killings of Muslim men.
Nigga, just Muslim men?
He was killing Muslim men.
For what? Wait, was he Muslim?
I don't know. It's in Albuquerque. Where's Albuquerque at?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
It's the capital, bro.
Let me look at this article real quick. It's New York Times.
That's not New Mexico.
No, no. It's, the article's from New York. Oh, I can't read it. I need a description.
I can't read it. Oh, man, next lot. News source.
It's a lot of stuff about Trump.
You're not paying that $1 for that subscription, huh?
No, not at all.
Damn. Why is it always negative shit? Like the lady we could talk about, Nicole Lorraine. Or is it Lorraine Nicole?
Who?
The lady that drove 90 miles per hour through an intersection.
No, her name is Nicole Linton.
That's close. Nah, she's got a middle name, fool.
It's like, it's Nicole Linton from a Houston nurse.
I'm telling you, she's got a middle name.
It's Lorraine?
Yeah.
All right.
Nicole Lorraine Linton. Kind of a cool name.
Nicole.
Shout out to her parents, yo. Nah, it's fucked up. Fuck her parents.
Fuck her parents.
Clearly. They trash. Because she murdered people.
Let's actually find something a little bit more happier in the news.
Hey, you know about RDC? You know about them niggas from Texas?
Oh, yeah.
So they actually have an anime convention.
Yeah, DreamCon.
Yeah. Oh, I showed you about that.
No, I already knew about DreamCon.
Bitch.
We miss it every year.
Fuck you.
It's always at a weird time.
Shut the fuck up. You knew that it was happening?
Every year.
Nigga, they just did it in fucking Arlington, nigga. They just did it. Like a month ago.
Like a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, bitch, and I didn't fucking know.
I thought you knew.
No!
You sent me the invite
about us not going, nigga.
For the other anime convention that happened in Fort Worth.
This is what we're gonna talk about. The fuck, man. Yeah, nigga, that's in November.
You sent me like day of.
No, nigga. Hey, no. So I sent you that, right?
Uh-huh.
That wasn't the same day. It was like a few days.
Hey, let me look what drink called.
That was sad as shit.
Because everybody was at drink.
Hey, bro, fuck you. No, they wasn't. I wasn't there. Yeah. That sucks, man. Yeah. That's crazy as fuck.
And look at the event schedule.
No. He's just going to rub it in. I can't believe this nigga. I was just at home.
Let's see.
Because I talked to Reggie, and Reggie was like, I didn't know about it. And so Stassi was like, don't feel bad. If Reggie didn't know about it, like, how poppy could it be?
Oh, it's poppy.
My other black nerd friend fucking knew about it. Yeah. You know, I just got you and Reggie, right?
That's it?
Yeah, nigga, just us three. It's not a lot of us. Feels like it.
I just got my brother. You.
Fuck, man. So you just sitting on that shit. You didn't want to go?
Nah, not by myself. Hey,
You weren't going to go by yourself, nigga. You can hit me up.
Let me look at the date real quick.
So you wouldn't go with me?
I'm trying to make sure I'm right about when you sent that text.
I'm about to eat another cookie.
Don't eat another cookie. You're about to go to yoga.
Fuck you.
You need the yoga.
Hey, man. My diet today?
What?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Air, nigga.
All right.
Fuck. I ate something, man. Damn it. Then it gets bad.
All right.
I don't say it on here.
I'm
chicken nuggets and tater tots.
Chicken nuggets and tater tots.
And cookies.
I normally don't eat after 6.
Because you're Muslim.
No.
And now we're full circle.
Hey. I don't break my fast until about 11 or 12.
The next day?
The next day.
Oh, intermittent fasting?
Not on purpose.
Bitch.
I just noticed I'm starting to lose a lot of weight.
I don't break my fast, but not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Nigga, it's not a fast if it's on accident. This ain't babies, nigga.
I'm talking about babies. You know how hard it is to have a baby?
On purpose?
On purpose. You gotta line up the lunar cycles and shit.
Isn't that crazy? Because niggas do it on accident all the time.
All the time.
But you know what? A woman that shall go unnamed, my first girlfriend, she used to be nutted in all the time. Not by me. But I didn't understand that because I believed.
You believe at any moment.
Any moment.
Nah. It was over. It's apparently, not that, it's not that easy.
When it's on purpose, like God says, nah, you gotta work for this one. I feel like you're gonna take care of this one. Can't have that.
Can't have that.
But let a nigga. Hey, oh, hey, look. I know you're married, but just look your wife in the face and be like, you're gonna make a great single mom.
Gosh.
And then let it go.
Gosh. If that and what then, it takes.
Hey, you fucking let me know.
Because right now, I got paid $25,000 out of pocket.
Oh, Jesus.
$25,000.
Say it again for the mic.
$25,000.
For what?
$1,000 to have a baby.
To have a baby.
Hopefully I get a buy one, get one.
Bitch, you gotta break this shit up. You need triplets.
Cause I'm, oh man.
That's crazy as fuck. Wait, wait, wait. For IV?
For IVF, yeah.
Oh, no.
That shit's crazy.
Are you sure you want children?
Boy, I've been wanting children forever.
My whole life.
Not my whole life.
But then, niggas, it's a MasterCard, nigga. Priceless. That's not an ad. That's not a paid ad.
That's not a paid ad.
Endorsed by MasterCard.
I don't have a MasterCard.
What's a credit card? If you gotta ask the question, then
you don't need it. You don't need it.
Ah, shit. That's crazy.
Oh, man. That's so freaking expensive.
20, well, you know, it's crazy.
What?
I guess it's just a slower payment. you could either buy Plan B or you could. Nah. Stassi wants to foster kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
nah, fuck that.
You want a dog? You want a...
You want a dog?
You want a dog? You want your own baby? You want foster kids? And you want a house?
Nah, fuck that.
I don't know what you think I do.
I can't foster kids. You gotta give them back.
Yeah. I just think we gotta be, like, on the self-actualization pyramid. I just think we gotta be a little higher.
Okay, what's the hierarchy for you right now?
Nick, like, if you gave me $2 million, still not foster... Right now?
Two...
No, I need because
for $2 million?
No. Are they? Oh, they're paying me. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Universe, I'm ready. No. What I mean is like for self actualization, I need to be done. I need to have accomplished quite a bit to make room for a foster kid. You know what I mean?
What does that mean,
Nick? What does it mean?
Okay, I got you. Cause she on a clock upstairs.
Okay, so you understand how her biological clock and a foster kid ain't got shit to do with each other?
I mean, she's gonna be like, you know what? I don't want a kid anymore.
Hey.
Oh, you yawning.
It's not true. I'm yawning because you put me to sleep with that bullshit.
Okay.
Hey, there's a billion ways to have kids, okay? Not really, it's kind of just one.
Just like...
A few.
There's like a few ways to have kids.
All right, so you take... Point is... You're not going to get me off track. The point is, I'm not worried about her a lot. Uh-huh. And the foster thing is not a thing about, oh, I just want to be a mom.
Uh-huh.
That's just her version of altruism, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just said I'm not there yet because financially,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, a foster kid is harder than a regular child in respect to you're having to undo a lot of shit. She has to still undo her shit. I can still undo some of my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't mastered yourself enough to get somebody to build somebody else's foundation, why don't you chill out a little bit?
Okay.
See what I mean?
So, foundation. Is there a timeline for you on that stance?
No, I don't have a timeline.
Okay.
Mine is just feeling it. Like, Nick, you saw. How long did it take to get to this point? This moment we press play, John.
What time did I get here?
I got interrupted. My point is, you saw every time I try to talk, something's happening, right? I don't have space for more of that.
Which is very interesting.
Why?
Because how intelligent you are, and that you have worked in very loud places.
Yeah, and I'm over that shit. You know what's been fucking me up?
What's up?
I try not to WebMD that shit, like to make parallels. Like my heart's been tight, and then I'll get like a ringing in my left ear. And not like the tinnitus, which I already have from the military.
You need to go to a doctor.
Thanks for your support, niggas.
You need to go to a real doctor, not a military doctor. Nah, we can't see you.
Nah.
I've seen you in 3 months.
Yeah, but you see my point?
Uh-huh.
So, like, I got shit going on. So, I looked it up, and WebMD, you can always find what you're looking for on WebMD.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the dark web.
All the time.
It's like the dark web.
All the time.
If you want to know that you're dying from uterine cancer and you're a 25-year-old male, They will tell you that, shit, some, I got that somehow, nigga, in 2022, you're going to die from uterine cancer.
As a man. My left foot numb while I sleep sometimes.
It must be it. My breast. Must be it. I got a mastectomy. Actually had to get a mammogram. I had to get a mammogram.
Why'd you get a mammogram?
Nigga, it was a crazy life out here. That's for another story. Now, you had said, so I looked it up, right?
Uh-huh.
And, because I kept getting that ringing, and I got to 9. It's just not the same as this ringing. This ringing was just, it was like at a certain time, my chest would feel a certain way, and mm-hmm. I get like a beep, like microphone feedback.
Uh-huh.
And so I looked it up, and they're like, yeah, that's the, that means your arteries are clogged.
What?
And you have, it's the, I'm going to fix this later, the constriction of blood vessels in your ear.
Constricted or congested?
No. So, help me out.
Okay.
Dilate?
Uh-huh.
Contraction, right?
Uh-huh.
Dilation, contraction.
Uh-huh.
So, when your arteries are contracted, then it builds up pressure, right? Uh-huh. So, when you get that in your ears, mm-hmm. you hear that it's ringing. So, you do know how, like, that sound is, we hear sound and interpret sound through reverberation, mm-hmm. through our physical ears, through mm-hmm. our coachellas or whatever it's called.
Coachellas.
It is coachellas, right?
I don't know.
Something like that, man.
I'm gonna look it up.
Coachellas, man.
It's a coachella? I know what coachellas? I'm
trying to say. Point is.
Uh-huh.
Smart enough to know what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
All right. B minus. So, yeah, just how that sound travels and everything else and how we actually pick up this frequency. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sound travels through water because we are water and fluid and blood, all shit. Mm-hmm. So when those blood vessels are contracted or constricted, squoze, nigga. Uh-huh. I'm sick of trying to figure this out. Okay. Squoze. You can sometimes get ringing.
Okay.
It's as if you're, cut off from certain frequencies.
Is it like when you sit in a very quiet room and then you start hearing ringing?
Yep.
All right, I get that all the time.
So that's the if you're trying to relate to the sound, yes.
Okay, so I just turn.
But this was a little louder though.
Oh, I turn a fan on.
This is loud
to drown the noise.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Look into that. yeah, but when I was in the Navy,
that could be depression also.
Oh God, that's the silence. That's the soft screams of my inner child. That's fucking dark, dude. That's crazy. What's that ringing? You hear that ringing?
No,
you
know, nothing.
Every time I used to say, y'all hear that ringing? People like, no. Damn. It's just me, huh?
Just me.
God damn. Next thing, you see that thing in the corner?
you that guy standing in the corner?
Oh, my God. Bitch. Yeah, that's, I think that's actually scary, nigga. That's much scarier than it just being in your head.
You said, what you mean you see it too?
You see it too, bro?
Damn.
Oh, hey, I know we're jumping all over the place. I was told strongly to not do shrooms. So obviously.
By who?
But obviously, John was like, nah, hell.
Nah, you're supposed to do it with.
Nah, Marcus said we'd be better off because we're chill. He said, and Marcus says all the time, he's like, hey, man, make sure that you are in a good space.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I think me and Trent straight. As long as Trent's not having a dark moment,
nah, I'm good.
Really straight. If he's at a dark moment, it's gonna be horrible.
Yeah, don't catch me like after a hard day at work. Oh,
no thanks. Nah, because it's like a portal. I don't know. It just does certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked it up, and one person. You know what? Another funny thing we could do. We could look up like YouTube videos or some shit like that, and just read the comments. Like, you know, like people do reviews.
Uh-huh.
But we could just literally have the video playing, but just read the comments. Because mm-hmm. that shit's funny, man. But one of them was people talking about their experiences on shrooms.
Uh-huh.
And that it's a gateway. And it does portals and all this other shit. But it really leads you into, like, doing LSD. Mm-hmm. Because you get the pseudos. You get the Dunning-Kruger effect. Uh-huh. But it's drug infused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say.
Fueled?
Drug-induced.
Okay.
It's a drug-induced Dunning-Kruger effect.
Uh-huh.
So... it's not that you're dumb and think you're smart, but that it puts you in an altered state where everything seems mm-hmm. to make coherent sense. Everything connects. Everything is
mm-hmm.
everything is everything. And you're not wrong, but it's just like religion.
It's that we
you're
out here,
right for the wrong reasons.
So we out here just all connected.
We all fucking think we know it all. This hot sauce is in this bottle, in this bottleneck. It's perfectly 180 degrees and 180 degrees. The next thing you know, everything you said feels like it makes sense to uh-huh. you. And if you run that shit back, you sound retarded.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true. Right. So, but that's a slippery slope because next thing you know, you start making cognitive leaps that on a spiritual plane can open up, can open you up to allowing you pull shit to you because you're like, oh, this is fine. No, it's not.
That's not.
And on a crazier level, what I've seen from people that talk about ayahuasca, obviously you have the profound ones, but then you also have this thing where like frequent users are like, sometimes their spirit guide say, hey, look, don't come back here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you have like these freaky, you know, four-dimensional, multicolor, kind of technicolor entities made of geometric shapes and that try to pretend to be God or try to pretend to be
angels. Polygons.
Crazy.
Geometry! So yeah. You tell me
it's crazy shit.
That we're going to need a spiritual guard, what's it called?
We need... Like, we need a spirit guide.
Spirit guide? I was a guidance counselor.
On some Avatar shit. We need Kiyoshi. We need Kiyoshi there.
No,
we
hell need... no. Kiyoshi be yelling at us the whole time. We wear black Air Force Ones on her Timbs.
She's kinda
all
hot.
The time.
She's kind of hot, though.
Oh, man.
And she was like 7 foot.
She's like 7 foot. She...
What kind of Asian girl is 7 foot? You know what?
No, that's my... WNBA right there.
That girl's in jail. For 9 years.
For 9 whole years. For...
For weed.
For weed.
Who gives a fuck?
Right?
Why? Because there's niggas that are in jail for life here.
She got like, a light. She got a light sentence.
Yeah, I'm like, we keep trying to make it sound like Russia's bad for that. Like, yeah, fuck them niggas.
We put a whole baddies away.
We put niggas away for life for that same shit. And now the government in that state, in the state where they're arrested and in jail, sells that shit.
Oh, 100%.
So, nigga, yeah, I mean,
they still in jail.
And they still in jail. Well, they broke the law at the time. Nigga, the law has changed.
The law has
changed.
Let
these niggas out. So, yeah, man.
I was typing something in my phone. I put fan for some reason.
Only fan.
Fan on.
Yeah.
In a quiet room.
Well, you know.
Why does that help?
Why does it help?
Yeah, why does it help?
Because it's a stimulus. A lot of people need it because it's stimulus. It's, at the very least, it's white noise. And it has its own electromagnetic field.
Why do we like white noises so much?
Stimulation. Did you know being in an all-white room is like brain hell? You can't do it for very long. All-white room with no breakup, no shadows in it like
that. That sounds awful.
It's worse than regular solitary.
That sounds awful.
Also, you could look this up. Being in a room, the quietest room in the world, like the longest somebody's ever done it was like 45 minutes.
Oh, I can't. If the room is quiet, I'm not hearing just the. I'm not hearing nothing else. I'm hearing piercing sounds in my ears.
Yeah, you're gonna hear all the frequencies that your body's making, and you can hear your blood flow and everything else.
No,
I've gotten
there.
I don't like it.
No, thank you. I don't want to hear cock 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 all the time.
What is that? My balls, nigga. Nah, I don't like it. You can hear your... I mean, even just meditating, I can hear my ears. I can hear my heart. I can hear my guts.
Your guts just rumbling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, sometimes I can hear my... Only once. I can hear my bones shifting. It's fucking...
Ooh.
Yeah, man, I don't need that shit. You know when I really get into, like, theta state? Like, when I'm in, like, this really heightened mode?
Tell me.
I smell space. You know what they say space smells like?
Fuck you, me, you smell space.
Nah, bitch.
No air is space.
It's another reason why we don't do drugs, kids. what they say you smell in space, they being the astronauts that have gone there, is a burnt steak and kind of rubber. And you can look it up, man. It was that, not Buzz Aldrin. The other nigga that's still alive. He's like really feeling himself. Look it up. Not Neil Armstrong. Maybe it is Buzz.
It's Buzz Aldrin. He's still alive.
Skinny nigga with the mustache.
I think he's still alive.
No, it's not the original moon landing niggas. I need to stop. It's definitely not those.
Like,
niggas.
How you gonna
smell? So look it up.
How you gonna smell
look,
space? You smell
I'm telling you, man. Look it up. It's like craft? It's like steak and like saltpeter. Look it up, man. I'm not. But when I'm
what
meditating, I'm here. Look it up.
What does space
saltpeter
smell?
is a like a compound that you use to ignite gunpowder. Like it's in gunpowder, I believe.
They say it's sweet smelling welding fumes, burning metal, a distinct odor of ozone, an acrid smell, walnuts, and brake pads, gunpowder.
All this shit. It's all here. Mm-hmm.
So, what you're telling me, it just smells like the spaceship burning up.
Yeah. So they don't know, right? So they don't know.
There ain't no way to know.
No, so there's no way. They say, oh, what you're smelling is when you've left. Uh-huh. You've gone into nothingness. So when you come back to the space station, you're smelling the space station. Mm-hmm. There's no way to prove that. And they're scientists, niggas, with nothing to do. If they could prove it, they would. So they're like, oh, maybe it's ozone. Why does our ozone smell like burnt metal, dude? Because mm-hmm. they were smelling that before there was a satellite every 10 feet. So, we don't know. We don't know why that is. But I smell, like, when I reach a certain level of meditation, uh-huh. I smelled it. And I had to stop because my first thing from the religious standpoint uh-huh. wasn't that it was saltpeter and gunmetal. It was what?
Brimstone.
Fire and brimstone, nigga.
I was like, no! He said, oh, hold up. Wait a minute.
Because my first time smelling it, was there was like a demon trying to fuck with me. Uh-huh. It was, thankfully, it was all like internal. Uh-huh. But it was like the room was just like, fuck. And I had to be like, no, nigga, like, I ain't got nothing for you. I ain't got nothing for you. Like, and so when I was able to get rid of that, I was like, what's that smell?
You would have been out here like, you know what? Nah, meditation ain't for me.
Nah.
It ain't for me.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay. But that saltpeter thing, even when I went to the retreat in Mexico, it still happened. Like, okay. When I get into that, whatever. And it's funny because I detach from my senses, mm-hmm. so they're kind of secondary. Mm-hmm. And yet, my breathing gets really short, like.
Mm-hmm.
And in that little bit, it's
brimstone.
Like brimstone. We're not claiming that, nigga. Saltpeter. I don't know what brimstone is. I never seen brimstone in my life, nigga. You stop getting my words from.
You said that a
2,000-year-old book.
You said that's motherfucking sulfur right there.
Sulfur. There you go. Sulfur and saltpeter, nigga.
I know what it is.
I know what that is. I was like, that's. Hell. but I don't ever have bad experiences like that. So I'm like, oh, it's not. I got to disassociate that crazy, you know, whatever these niggas got. Was that even in the Bible, man? I feel like somebody added that shit.
The
fire and brimstone?
I feel like somebody added it because I have not come across that.
It's not in a lot of shit we got taught. I have not seen, man. I don't know if it's in there still. Maybe they changed it since the 90s, but.
No. The same good old book.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you another reason why I'm saying we gotta go full black.
What's up?
So it's interesting because this is gonna be really challenging.
Like full black experience?
No, help me out. Cause you're literally my friend that gets this more than anybody else. So we've been broke, homeless, uh-huh. we've been through we got all the nigga problems with the dads
uh-huh.
and the moms. We have all the nigga problems, mm-hmm. but we're not niggas. We're black, but we're not niggas with an E-R.
What?
You understand what I'm trying to say?
I do understand what you're trying to say.
So my next point is this. This push for blackness is like that we're doing right now. It's wonderful. So I got to see Tyler Perry, right?
Uh-huh.
And Tyler Perry was talking about how when he was doing his stage show with Madea when he was starting off, all these white folks and even a lot of black folks, mostly black folks, were like, hey, like, what are you gonna be on the Chitlin circuit? Like
The
Chitlin circuit.
Oh, like, yeah, you know, I know.
Everybody
yeah.
black, right? Yeah. And he was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We spend $2 trillion a year.
Mm-hmm.
We spend more money on bullshit than everybody else.
Exactly.
So I didn't know this at the time because I just thought he was a 6'4" nigga in a dress. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with his show like 23 years old or some shit. He was born in 1969, mm-hmm. made his first show at 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the math. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 23, I believe. And so he he made the full production and starred as a lead. And he just traveled the country, mm-hmm. you know, in the nigga belt, in the Chitlin circuit. By the time he was popping in 2000, where he made the Madea movie,
mm-hmm.
he had made, and it might not have been right at that point, mm-hmm. by the time he needed White Hollywood, he was making $75 to $80 million.
Yeah, my man was making money, though.
Check this out. All from the Chitlin circuit. There was no white influence. There was no mm-hmm. white nothing. And I didn't understand it, because that's why, like, you should have seen it. People were lining up. Steve Harvey came through.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was big, but it was nothing like when Tyler Perry came through.
Tyler Perry is paying people.
He what?
No, he's... My man has so much money that he is paying. He's signing.
Oh no, he just paid like 154 million people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, $154 million out to employees last year.
Exactly.
Jesus, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You got so much money, you get. You know that's crazy.
Like Tyler Perry. What Tyler Perry is doing is making generational wealth for him.
For other people. He bought a plantation in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. $250 million. So you already know this shit. I'm saying it for the viewers. So for the one motherfucker that's gonna be us rewatching that shit. So either way. But that's crazy, right? So I didn't know that. So I have a lot of respect for him that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And he's from the Third Ward, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, all this shit. I'm like, so he's checking all these nigga boxes. Which I really fuck with. And it was crazy because everybody at this conference, 12,000 people, that room was packed, and we're all trying to listen to Tyler Perry and hear about him. And we're all locked in because no matter what we look like, in this moment, we all have this shared experience, this shared desire to be generational wealth builders and, you know, help the Black community. Mm-hmm. And what I found interesting is that in that moment, I felt Black, and, you know, we have struggled.
See, that's the thing I want to talk about. About what does it mean to be Black?
Well,
because here's my definition before we let you get your definition out. My definition of being Black is that you have to share a common experience. That common experience, either being like something along the lines of something of being oppressed, of being like a part of the group that's being oppressed, especially in America. When it comes to your African heritage, your heritage being taken away. Being Black is our new heritage. If you know what I mean. Because a lot of people don't know where they came from.
I'm not going to cut you off.
I'll let you cut me off.
Cool. So an African who has not experienced that.
Exactly.
Is African but not Black.
Yes, I agree.
No.
No. Because this is a fair point. Because if an African comes to this country, mm-hmm. like, let's say two or three years ago, mm-hmm. they would not understand the nuances of being Black in America. Because, for instance, especially when Africans come from different countries, most of the time when they come over here, or not most of the time, but a lot of times when they come over here, they already came with a higher educational background and a higher class background coming to America. Mm-hmm. Black people, on the other hand, have a different type of mentality. Exactly. Because when we get those kind of opportunities, we don't see the opportunities like other people see the opportunities.
Nah, and I wish we fucking did. I wish I did, shit.
But that's where the separation is.
Yeah, the divergence.
Because you coming over, because we've been here. Hmm? We are fourth, fifth.
Long time
generational. We've been here. We've been in it. We've seen it. We lived it. Mm-hmm. But when they come over, they don't see it the same way.
Well, I'll say this. Uh-huh. In the same way that we have forgotten our home, mm-hmm. which actually, up until the 70s, actually wasn't true. Mm-hmm. Not to this extent. They may be
in a bubble, even if that bubble is all of Ghana or all of Nigeria. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's very likely that it's not true, even for them. It's a choice that they don't know they're making. Because I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. You forgetting that being Black was never about choice.
Never.
And that while we have the African-American experience, mm-hmm. being Black is a global crime.
See?
Nah. Oh, wait.
I'm listening.
So, there's always winners and losers. There are people... Frederick Douglass mm-hmm. was that nigga for 1,000 reasons, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he did with his... I don't know how far he got with generational wealth. Mm-hmm. But statistically, the third generation fucks it up if the second didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, so... Started off as Frederick Douglass... Now you're a light-skinned chick at Spelman, and you only wear Birkenbacks. Uh-huh. You've forgotten your roots, right? Is my point. Uh-huh. So, like, same way there's that separation, mm-hmm. you have Nigerians who came from struggle. Everybody's dad was a king or a prince who did this. and fought for the wars. And then next thing you know, but they're the spoiled kid that gets to go to their version of private school. And, you know, they're the king of Lagos in Nigeria or whatever. So they might have lived in a bubble and everybody knows them. But colonization, there's a reason why these niggas speak English in Nigeria. There's a reason why they're the strongest. Nigeria, which is made up of hundreds of tribes, why they're the strongest state or the strongest country. Because of how colonialism... Britain was already one of the strongest, you know, empires. That was the country that they took.
So are we saying that...
So my point is, like, they're influenced by colonization, just like we are. Now, to different degrees, just off of the proximity of the oppressor. It's only by the proximity of the oppressor. And so there are plenty of Nigerians and Ghanaians and Congolese and everyone, Cameroonians, that are fully aware of that and don't live with that bias. But there are plenty of people... there that have completely made the separation because they're living in a bubble of ignorance. Just like here, we were calling Africans African booty scratchers, and we were ignorant because all we were taught was whiteness. All they were taught was, oh, here's the niggas over here that ruin every opportunity. But they also have their own class system, so it's all bullshit. Because guess what? When you go to Japan, you're just a gaijin. You're a kokujin. Kokujin, really. And, you know, you say you're American, they're like, no, American looks like this, and they show you Brad Pitt. I'm a nigga to them.
So, what you're telling me, it's what I'm getting for you. The more pressure that whiteness pushes on a society...
to be like them.
To be like them. Forces the I won't say the degradation of... Africans across the world, or actually people, darker people across the world, because
it's everybody
in Southeast Asia.
You're gonna talk about the dark Indians, this mixing everywhere, right? You see what I mean? So, but that's my point, is you can look to everyone. You can actually go to the original Irishman and see that the original Irishman was actually black, and that's by white scientists. And we're not making this racial. My point is, Like island people and African people get over you. I'm not going to name drop, but you know the Nigerian football player that I was close to freshman year, you know, at high school, right? I remember going to his party. So it was 2007. I remember going to a family gathering that I was invited to. And in Pidgin, in Pidgin English, they were saying, who let this American in here? Like, oh, you're lower than us. You're American. And... This woman who you would also know, who's Nigerian, she was like, oh, yeah, you're definitely lower than us. Like, she said it with no problem, very flippant. 10 years later, it's the complete opposite, and we understand the unity.
Exactly.
You see what I mean? But it was all a matter of ignorance, just like poor white people have forgotten. Like, poor white people, being poor in America makes you have a little bit of soul, makes you tap into that. If you have means and you don't have lack, then you don't have to have a soul. You can just live like the world is a market. And you don't realize that. You don't know that emptiness. It's just like with us. The more that we have struggled, when globalization really took off and now we have internet, we were able to reconnect. And it wasn't something that was forced upon us to reconnect. It was natural. That's why you see the soul of humanity.
It was a yearning.
Right. So I'm saying there's just a disconnect. There is no... It's not about oppression. This is not a choice.
Oh, no, not at all.
Just like... cops beat the shit out of me. Like, nigga, you know my experiences. They treat me like I'm you. We're not the same. They treat me like I'm your color. So you can tell me about light skin privilege. I'm sure I it's not for me to say that doesn't happen, because I'm unaware of what goes on in people's minds. But I bet I got my ass beat by the cops more than you.
Oh, definitely.
And I've done no crimes.
Yeah, I don't believe in light skin privilege, actually.
Like,
it's pretty.
I believe in white passing.
Oh, white passes.
But I got a nigga nose and nigga lips, so I'm letting you know.
Oh, you also too dark.
Yeah, and I'm too dark, right?
So way too dark.
So, but my point is,
like, I got a brown people bag right here.
And like, nigga, damn. But you see my point? And so, it's the fact that what people fail to understand is that it's race was never about what you think you are. My grandma was light skinned with green eyes and red hair. And her mother was even lighter, and they murdered her in jail. They raped and murdered her in jail in Mississippi. Yeah. Mississippi. That's all I had to say.
All you had to say.
So my point is, She looked white. If you saw her, you'd be like, oh, you're a funny looking white. Like today, they'd be like, oh, you're like Italian or something. Mm-hmm. But no, she was like a 16 black. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter because race, it's not about.
It's not anything. What you think you are. It's what the other people see you.
It's about the absence of. Mm-hmm. So the oppressor in this case is the absence of melanin, soul, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. So when Africans come over here, they might have a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. And we feed into that. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people. Just like that nice kid that's going to a hood school for the first time. You're like, oh, hey! You get your ass beat because you didn't understand the environment. Mm-hmm. So the African person comes to the hood and they don't understand. Or the African person comes to America and they're like, oh, my brothers. And we don't understand. Mm-hmm. That's our family.
Exactly.
And they don't understand why we're doing that to them.
So do you feel like that we need
that's
to...
That's why her mama mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that we need to re-educate our children and actually re-educate our elders in our communities?
Let's light a fire. We need CRT. Bam. Hand cancel. Podcast cancel.
Oh, y'all recording?
Yeah, recording. It's okay.
You don't
have the microphone. Nah, this is just rough draft. But it is a good one, though. But no, obviously. But that comes through. So it's crazy because I'm always going to be conflicted because I'm an All Lives Matter motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
But All Lives Matter was always
me
figuring out that it's always niggas that say All Lives Matter. It's everybody else that says it doesn't matter. That's another reason I say black doesn't matter. We're in MST, right?
Uh-huh.
I know that we both had interracial friends.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as we probably should have. I bet we didn't go to as many Asian homes.
I went to a lot of Asian homes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to...
my experiences... Why am I experiencing always so bad?
I went to a lot.
I had a lot of bad experiences. Like old people would be like...
Nah, I had a Asian mom give me back rubs while I was putting together her grill.
We'll have to edit that out. Because actually, now that you mention it... So the Brown family treat me good, though.
Like
Pakistani? Like Cece's family? Treat me good.
Like the Vietnamese family treat me well.
Patrick's family was cool.
It was weird.
I got some other friends who, like, in Vietnamese, they'd be like, that's a gorilla. And I'm like, what?
Nah, she would go come behind me and say, ooh, your back is so broad. I was like, let me go ahead and do this.
Think she had a jungle view. But nah, like, when I went to quinceañeras and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was also probably the times.
Yeah.
So it was Los Zetas was really big. It was, mm-hmm. like, the gang wars.
Uh-huh.
We were having Black and Mexican Day, like...
Oh, that's all middle school for me.
Yeah, right.
I went to the hood.
I got stat. I mean, I still got pencil. I got a pencil with me.
I went to the hood. Like, we were throwing chairs.
Oh, yeah, you went to horrible schools.
I went to a horrible school.
But you see what I mean? Like, to me, that was the imprint that I reminded of.
Uh-huh.
Is that I'm a global citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are global. Maybe.
We're all global,
but then, in my experience, like, they were like, oh, fucking Mayeta, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a nigga, blah, blah. I'm like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
So now
it's weird.
But now I don't want to learn Spanish because... The more I learn about it, I'm like, oh, y'all haters.
It's okay, though.
And then I'm like, ooh, my Vietnamese friends are cool. And then, like, nah.
But that's the thing, because, like...
But, like, everybody rejects niggas.
The thing is, we reject we reject each other anyway.
Fuck's that got to do with everybody else rejecting us?
But it doesn't matter. Because, like you said, we're global citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We all get treated the same way.
That's not true.
In this sense, it's going to be true.
All right.
Cause
make it make sense.
Let me put it back real quick. So, what I'm saying is, when I approach a new situation with a different race of people, I am under the assumption because I have a big ass ego.
Really?
I was like, people gonna love me no matter what.
Ah.
If they don't love me, I'm gonna make them love me.
That sounds kind of predatory. I don't know. We have to edit that out.
Nah, keep it.
You gonna love me.
You gonna love me the way I am.
You gonna love me.
Because, like, I'm not gonna let somebody just base their opinion off my appearance. They're gonna learn my character one way or another.
Hmm.
So that's the way I treat other people. Because I don't go in with a negative lens of, like, oh.
But you can't stop somebody else from doing that.
No, you can't. But you can prove them wrong. Because I'm all about proving somebody wrong. The first impressions don't mean shit.
Okay. But. What is that? So I guess. So it's hard for you to not feel like. No. You, We're not gonna make this a war, but you did contradict yourself.
Oh, I did.
Because if that's
that's what human nature is, we contradictions.
Yeah, nigga, I do it again.
I'm contradicting myself the whole time.
No, because if that's a true statement, then in that same vein, then you can't make these blanket statement, generalizing statements about Africans. Because in your own anecdotal experience, by your own admission, you don't even believe that that's possible. Like, you can't have, if you're dictating, you're pretty much forcing everyone to fuck with you. Yeah. Right? So if everyone fucks with you, and that's just something you walk around believing, then this idea that somehow Africans don't fuck with us. Like, no. Like, if you're black, right?
Hey, I never said that Africans didn't fuck with us. I said Africans come with a different understanding of us. Because me and you have gone back and forth about this. Because, like, low-key, we are agreeing with each other.
But I'm being argumentative?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to end this.
Stassi says, like, okay, shit, I fucking knew it.
It was a good time. It was a good time, guys. Signing off. What's the name of our shit? We got to sign this off. What's it calling this one?
Oh, shit.
We don't know, nigga.
We don't know yet.
CRT. We'll get back. Bitch. CRT part one. There you go.